Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, Nick Sirianni's weekly press conference. We'll carry that in its entirety. It's going to be a doozy, I'm sure. So he'll be asked more questions about this. Did they have a team meeting today? Is he going to get involved? And is he going to figure this out? I put this on Sirianni to make sure these two guys are on the same page. Hugh says, no, it's on the players. Player issue. Players got to figure it out. Keep listening. Hugh's Holiday Stocking. When you hear the sounder, your chance to call in and win an incredible prize brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Later in the show, a little What If Wednesday. Elliot Shore Parks with a lot of thoughts on Eagles, Hurts, Brown, Sirianni, and the player whose shirt he buttoned in the locker room on Sunday. So a lot to discuss, plus a lot of big Phillies rumors out there with the winter meetings coming to a close today. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Cherry Hill has a good question. What's wrong with Hugh Douglas? What's up, Chris?
Hugh, I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand what you're looking at. I mean, Jalen Hurts, he's the problem. The guy, you put Joe Burrow behind that line, and he's going to have 800 yards passing. You got the best offensive line in football, and he's still getting sacked? He has more time than anybody. The last three games, he hasn't passed for over 200 yards. There's a big problem here, and it's been a problem.
So what are you asking me, Joe? I mean, Chris, because you really ain't asking me nothing. You just came on here and made like a statement. So I mean, what's the problem?
You keep making excuses for Jalen.
What excuse am I making? What did I say? What did I say on this station this morning that prompted you to call that I made an excuse about Jalen for?
When AJ was asked a question, he said, "What's the problem?" He said, "Passing."
Okay, so how do you?
He didn't say passing.
Oh no! I'm gonna let you talk. I apologize for that. Now, what'd you say? He didn't say what?
When he was asked a question and he answered passing, we all know what he's talking about. He didn't say the scheme. He didn't say the passing game. He said passing.
How do you know what he was talking about, Chris? We don't know what he was talking about unless you're AJ Brown. You can't possibly know what he's talking about. But again, I ask. You said I'm making excuses for him. What excuse did I make for the quarterback?
I'm hearing all these Hurts is the, every time I watch a game, with five guys, I can't tell you what they say, but Hurts, I don't know if he can't see the field. Why doesn't he throw the ball away? How do you take sacks with the best offensive line? The biggest, one of the biggest in National Football League.
Yeah, he's not playing. Chris, he's not playing well. You're right. He's not playing well enough.
Let me help you out, Chris.
The last three games, 179 yards, 118 and 108.
Let me help you out, Chris. First of all, didn't make any excuses for him. You're sitting here and basically saying what we all know about this quarterback. But guess what's not going to happen? Joe Burrow's not playing here this year. Any other quarterback that you feel is going to be better in this offense is not coming here. But what we do have right now is Jalen Hurts, and we have to figure out how we can get to where we ultimately want to be with Jalen Hurts now. So
I don't like the fact that they're using Saquon as a safety blanket. Are you going to kill this guy before the playoffs? Because it just seems like, okay, we're just going to run. I get it. You need to run the ball, and Saquon's a beast. He's a man. But three games, you don't even pass for 200 yards with these stud receivers? I get why they're mad. You mark it down right now. December 11th.
We know you're upset, Chris. We know you're upset.
The Eagles will not win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as long as he is quarterback. You can take that to the bank. It's not going to happen.
Mark it down, Chris said.
Okay,
not going to happen.
Mark it down. Chris, we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, Chris was all over the place. But we appreciate you calling in, Chris. Still didn't tell me what I was.
Well, you did. Well, not today. I mean, Monday you did say it was the holidays.
That was unbelievable.
Joe, don't be helping the callers out. And Kyle, don't you co-sign that. I offer something that you two can't because you're so ingrained
Excuse
in your egodom.
I offer alternatives.
I offer alternatives all the time.
That was fantasy land.
You make it sound like I wasn't a pro pass rusher.
Maybe it was the holidays. Like I'm saying, listen, Chris and Kyle and Joe, I watch the same games y'all watch. I have the same questions.
And even that suggesting that it was the holidays was disrespectful to my intelligence.
No.
Like it was wasn't the holidays.
No. I said it tongue-in-cheek, and you took it and you just ran with it, Kyle. That's what you did.
I think the issue is people at this point know that I was the all-pro pass rusher on this show, okay? And I'm the defensive guy, so I have a different perspective than you.
No, it's just...
You're just a fan.
I could not, for the life of me, I could not explain why AJ running down the sideline, where he's running up the field by him damn self for a while. And I was like, wait a minute.
wait, where are the defensive players in the screen? They're not there.
Joe, I'm like, wait a minute. It looked like he looked over there. It looked like he saw him, but he didn't throw it.
He did look like he looked, and he didn't throw it. And that's becoming an issue.
So now I'm left with alternatives. Okay, because the one that everybody likes to use, that this has been the hot one the last couple of weeks.
Holidays?
Well, no, that's the one I chose.
It's getting hot in the streets.
No.
It was the holidays.
Maybe he's too short. Hell, a little person could have saw that. A child could have threw that pass because he was right there. I don't think that was it.
Sometimes that's it with stuff over the middle. Like he can't see it right away.
Yeah, over the middle, but not on the periphery. No,
right.
No, not that.
Over the middle, I get like someone might flash in front of him, but then the guard's head is in the way. I think that's something to that.
So you say you're left only with alternatives.
Well,
that
I'm trying to
feels
I'm
like
speculating.
You're skipping over.
I'm doing reckless speculation.
The uncomfortable possibility that maybe the quarterback isn't good enough.
Well, you know what? That's one that over the last couple of weeks. Has been floated. That
it
idea
seems to
has
be the most
floated,
plausible, in my opinion.
I got 4 games to go, and I refuse to allow that to be a part of my vocabulary because because we trying to get to Louisiana, man.
So,
and there's nothing we're gonna do that's gonna help fix that right now, except trying to fix the guy that we already got.
All right, I think even though you don't want a part of your vocabulary, it might be part of reality. Okay, that Jalen's not playing well enough, and it's a problem. But you said something to our last caller that, this is the most spot-on thing you've said in a while. We can't do anything about it now. He's not going anywhere.
That's the thing, Joe.
But that's why I need the head coach to get the receiver to calm down. Because Jalen could say, I'm sorry. Jalen could say, I'm going to play better. If Jalen's not good enough or his development as a quarterback isn't in the right spot right now, it's not going to change Sunday. So I need AJ to be okay with this for now until we get better at it. I've used this example a lot this year. This team reminds me of when Russell Wilson won. He wasn't a great quarterback then.
He was a game manager.
Game manager. They ran the ball. Their defense drove the bus. To go back to the whole thing, everyone was mad at me last week because Jalen's not driving. Right? I mean, right now, Jalen's barely in the trunk, right, based on this past Sunday. But that team, where were all the personalities in that team? On the defensive side.
Yes.
They were the loud ones.
Yes.
And Pete Carroll had a responsibility not to let them drown the quarterback out or bully him. There's stories that, like, they bullied him in practice. Like, they basically just, like, said, you stink. They were kind of – now, they were great defensive players, but they
– Yeah, Pete, I did hear that. I heard the same thing
Pete
you heard.
Pete Carroll had to keep that – to where everyone was calm and they won a lot of games. This is now Sirianni's job. He's got to get these two to at least... He's got to get AJ to calm down. He's got to.
I believe there is a chance that regression is a part of all of this. Because, and this is the thing, Chris, and I'm talking to Chris, because Chris sounded like he was more frustrated with the quarterback than actually he was with me. And I mean, I get that. But, Chris, this is where I am with our quarterback. There's nothing we could do now. There's nothing we could do. And I'm a firm believer. I've seen enough of Jalen over the past couple of years. Now, like I said, there's a such thing as regression. But now, as a coach, I have to find the sweet spot for Jalen so I can get the best of both worlds.
Yep.
I'm not moving away from the running game. And I understand how you feel about Saquon. Saquon looks great. For a guy that has ran the ball as much as he's run the ball. But I need to figure out the sweet spot for my quarterback to at least get my passing up to at least 250 yards a game. Or something like that.
$220
Anything like that.
$210
Because everything that you said might be true. Joe Burrow might be better in this offense than Jalen.
Wow.
But guess what?
He would.
Joe Burrow. Now you're doing me like I do everybody else.
I mean, he would. Come on.
But what the reality of all of this right now, Chris, ain't none of that about to happen. I have to dance with who I brought to the dance with me. And that's Jalen. And I need to figure – I got 4 weeks to figure this out, man. And I think that's why – everybody's so frustrated in this situation because they know, like, this is the thing in the NFL. We know that the team that you are at the beginning of the season should not be the team that you are right now.
Yep.
And damn it, we're the same team that we were at the beginning of the season. And it's starting to get frustrating. That's why I'm not mad at AJ for feeling the way that he's feeling, because you're always told from week to week, hey, you know what? We're not where we're supposed to be. We're going to get better. Well, damn it, it's not happening. It hasn't happened yet. So he's frustrated. So now the thing that we can't do as fans is start to pick sides. Because this is it. This is it, people. We have to figure out a way to get these two guys on the same page so we can get to Louisiana.
Well,
man.
You say we, and I say Nick Sirianni's got to find a way not to let the locker room pick sides.
It's on us too, Joe.
What am I supposed to do?
We have to be responsible. We can't be divisive in a situation like this.
You know what?
Like
shut
this.
Up. Oh, stop. LeVert on Erie Avenue. What's up, LeVert?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, LeVert. What's up?
Listen, I got your back. Don't worry about this.
Appreciate
you. I got your back.
We can take it.
So you have LeVert, all right. Score one for your side.
This is where it's at now. Sirianni does not have to go talk to these guys. He already talked to Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore says he's going to figure out a way to fix this as far as targeting A.J. Moore. Quote, unquote, I'm going to focus on ways to increase the likelihood of the ball going to him. First step. That's good. Jalen, they need to take the handcuffs off of him, the shackles off of him, and stop worrying about the turnovers. That's his problem. That's why he's gun-shy. Let him just throw the damn ball. Let him throw the ball. Okay? It is what it is. If it gets picked off, it gets picked off.
Well, I mean, LeVert.
Hold on, LeVert. Slow down.
We're going to lose games if we do that.
Who are your two best offensive players?
Saquon and A.J.
Okay. So why is A.J. not getting the ball?
This quarterback's not throwing it to him.
But why is the quarterback not throwing it to him?
I think it's a combination of what you said, where he feels like he can't turn the ball over, so maybe he's kind of gun-shy. And the other element of it is I don't think he sees the field well. So he's about to get open, and Jalen looks away or scrambles and doesn't, you know, go through his progressions at the right speed and get the ball out when he should.
Okay, so back to my point, which is this is not on Sirianni. It's up to Jalen and AJ to fix this.
So, LeVert, these on guys, the field, yes. And, LeVert, good call. We got to get the set Jordan here. Yes, I agree. On the field, they have to fix it. But I do think it's a responsibility of the head coach to try to put the fire out. I mean, we had an active player. I know he's hurt, but, like, on the team, go on WIP and just talk about how bad this is. And
flame
how
him.
He flamed it for 20 minutes.
Flame on.
I mean, like, that's – you would think the head coach to say something there. All right, let's talk to our next guest about this. He's been in these locker rooms before, and he's probably seen something like this before, especially being here in Philadelphia. Kyle, we got Seth Jordan coming
up. Yes, we do, and sponsored by Bet Parks every weekend. The double the spread boost for all users on one pro football game. Check the Bet Parks app. Friday, must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seth, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Seth?
Well, you know, a lot, as usual with the Philadelphia Eagles. Seth, let's unpack this from the start, and then we'll kind of work our way to now. Seth, what did you make of what AJ said on Sunday after the game, and do you think it was the right thing for him to express that the way he did?
No. I thought, you know, as one of the leaders on the team, is he a captain?
He has been. I think he is. I'm trying to picture his jersey and if he has the C. And Seth, I think he is.
Yeah. As a leader on the team, you can't pout and act like, you know, oh, you just won a damn football game, man. Stop it. You can address that with Jalen. You can address that with Nick at a different time. Or you can just say, hey, I'm not talking today. Something. But you don't, you can't act that way after a win. You can't act that way at all as a leader on that football team if you got that C on your chest. You just can't do that.
And he did it, and now this is kind of open up the can of worms here set throughout the season. All right, let's fast forward a day later. Brent Graham on his show on WIP Monday night, very emotional about it. Like, and I almost felt like I was listening to him talk to the two of them, but he did it obviously on the radio station and kind of gave his feelings that he's walked some of that back. But Seth, if you had a guess, like, why do you think BG did what he did? I mean, because that felt like it added a different element to this. I think maybe it will help things because they can't avoid talking about it. Now, what did you make of BG?
Well, listen, nobody expected for that leader to do what he did. But in some ways, and I'm not giving him a pass either, but in some ways I think it was strategic. Because, you know, I heard your last caller say that it's not Nick Sirianni's responsibility to fix this, that the two guys need to fix it. Well, obviously, for BG to go on, to go public with this and say what he said, this has been going on for a while. This little riff has been going on for a while, and it's pretty evident to him that it wasn't going to fix itself. So he just threw it out there, threw a little kerosene on the already blazing fire, and figured, hey, you know, well, now they got to fix it. Now, you know, somebody got to sit the two of them down and have that conversation. Right, wrong, or indifferent, BG said, hey, man, all I want to do is win. And we need both of these guys to get that done. And we have an opportunity to do something special, you know. And, you know, we've seen this picture before. You know, I've seen it myself. I've seen Randall look at Mike Quick running down the field and throw the check down. Now, I'm not saying that Jalen's doing that, but, you know, sometimes Randall could be petty that way when he was at odds with Mike. It's been well documented, you know, the nonsense between T.O. and Donovan, and what it cost a team that probably could have won a Super Bowl, okay? And BG, understanding that and knowing some of that history, in my opinion, just refused to let that happen, you know, and just threw it out there. Now, he walked it back. I'm pretty sure, you know, there was some intent there, and he realized after the fact what that caused. But what that should have did is that, you know, you got a CEO head coach. And I heard that guy say that those guys need to work it out. Nick Sirianni, you're the leader of this football team, okay? You're the leader of this football team. It's time for you to get these guys in the room, sit them down, figure this out, work it out. They ain't got to love each other. They ain't got to like each other. But they got to understand that in order for them to win a Super Bowl, they're going to need each other. This team's going to need both of them captains with that C on their chest to step up and be the example. They're going to need that, you know. And I think that it's Nick Sirianni's responsibility to make sure, as the leader of this football team, that he nipped this in the bud right now.
Seth, I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's what he does here. He's the culture setter, and this culture is obviously, you know, a little shaky right now as we head towards the most important stretch of the season. Seth, when you watch the game Sunday, and you could go back the last few weeks if you want to, what do you think is happening with the passing game? Is it as simple as Jalen is seeing it and not pulling the trigger for whatever reason? Or do you think he is not seeing things as clearly as maybe he should, so maybe we see it, but he's not really seeing it the same way? Why do you think it's been such a struggle in the pass game for him?
I think there's a little bit of trauma, a little bit of PTSD that's going on with Jalen when it comes to the turnovers. Because, you know, listen, I'm not saying that this is how he needs to do it, but what I'm saying is, you know, when you look at Jameis Winston, Jameis just lets it rip. Jameis don't give a damn. You know, he's gonna throw three touchdowns and he's gonna throw three interceptions. But guess what? He's gonna take his shots. He's gonna let it rip. Okay, now I'm not saying that that's what Jalen needs to do, but he threw a ball in that game on 3rd and 13. He had AJ on a stop route at 14, and I looked at that. I was like, "Wow, that was special." Because before AJ's head could turn around, that ball was in the air. When AJ turned around, that ball was right between the 1 and 1. And I'm like, if he can do that on that occasion, that tells me that he can do that any damn time he wants to, okay? So he's got to figure out, you know, how to just let it go, let it rip. And maybe he needs to have that conversation. Nick needs to have that conversation. Kellen needs to have that conversation with him and just say, hey, you know, every once in a while a turnover is going to happen, okay? And media and fans in the city be down. But the only way that they're going to fix that is there are routes, there are timing routes, that he's going to have to let that ball go and trust his wide receivers to either make the catch or knock it down and realize that every once in a while the other team going to win and you got to rely on your defense to do what they do, and they do a pretty damn good job of it. They're, I think, fourth in red zone. You know, they're phenomenal at making stops after his mistakes, okay? So he's going to have to learn how to just let it rip and let it go. I'm not saying be just throw caution to the wind, but smartly do it in order to get this fixed. And with the running game that they have, there's no reason in the world why they shouldn't be lining him up under center and running play-action pass at least 10 to 15 times a game. Because I know for a fact, because I've been in that situation before, when the team's running the ball down your throat the way that they have the potential to do it, it is so hard as a linebacker and as a safety not to step up first and ensure that they're not running the ball down your throat. That's what killed us defensively the other day. They were ripping off runs of 4, 5, 6, 7 yards. When they went play action pass, we in zone, we couldn't get enough depth. So they're killing us across the middle of the field. So if everybody else can do that and everybody else can see that, you tell me why it is that, you know, we can't remedy this problem. That we got too much talent not to be throwing for at least 275 yards a game. I'm gonna put some of it on Jalen because I think he's got a little trauma going on and he got to let that go. But I'm also going to put it on the coaches because I'm wondering what the hell are you running in practice every single week that you come out and your quarterback is throwing for 100 damn yards a game. That makes no sense.
It doesn't, and it's caused all this sorts of frustration and worry this week, but a team that's won 9 in a row, it is pretty wild. Seth, we appreciate it as always. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll catch up next week after a big one against the Steelers. Thank you, Seth.
Appreciate you.
Have a good day, Jude.
There you go. Seth Joyner there. Coming up on the other side, Shio Kapadia on what he sees on the tape from Jalen Hurts. You're going to want to hear this. 215-592-9494, and your phone calls coming up on the other side.
Oh, here's Hello Stucky.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it is that time of the day. It's time to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. Dang. All right, 215-592-9494. Hop in now. Your chance to win an incredible prize today and the grand prize, of course, from Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, today, Hugh, holiday tradition. That is what's in Hugh's holiday stocking. That is our theme. You call in, ask us one yes or no question. We will answer it to the best of our ability, and then you get a guess. You get it right, you win today's qualifying prize, and you're entered for the grand prize. 215-592-9494. Hugh's holiday stocking next. Nick Sirianni in the 12 o'clock hour, and all your calls on who's got to fix this in Philly. Is it Nick Sirianni or the players? We'll talk about it on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.